Degrassi Podcast. We are your hosts, Carrie Wheat and Kelly McVeigh, now part of the Digital Network. Hope you're having an amazing day and staying warm out there wherever you are. I know there's a lot of snow and cold temperatures, not necessarily over here. It did get into the 40s last night, guys. But I digress. You guys are a lot colder than I am over here. I hope you're doing well. Let's get started with this week's weekly roundup.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Did you teach this morning?
I did. I taught this morning. I ran an errand. I got back. I shoved some eggs in my face just now. And I actually, because you took 5 minutes, I recorded the intro-outro for this episode like an efficient person.
Wow. This is like 2024.
I know. It's a Saturday. What are you doing today?
So I have no kids and Sal has been gone since December 26th and he gets home at midnight tonight.
And okay.
So I ran errands. I went to the gym. I did all my usual stuff and I got home and I was like, you know what? I have an hour until Carrie and I record. I'll take the Christmas lights down outside, but it's freezing out. And so
I want to know all the things. How cold is it?
Let me look, but it's also super windy, so we also have these two trees that are like, it's 22 degrees with a wind chill advisory.
Okay. It was in the 40s here last night. So not super hot over here.
16 on Tuesday.
Okay.
But anyway, so we also have these trees that drop all these pods and Jeff is only home. He gets home at midnight tonight and then he's only home Sunday, Monday. And I know him and he'll get home and he'll think he should take the tree lights down and he should take the like sweep up all these pods. So I was like, you know what? I don't have anything today. It's an hour until I record with Carrie. So I swept up all the pods and like bagged them in a lawn bag and my nose is freezing cold. And I came inside and it was 2:15 and I was like, oh my God, I have 45 minutes left. So I went and took all the lights off the back of the house and the side of the house. And I came in and it was like 2:30. And I was like, oh my God, this is the universe telling me I can do all of it. And so then I went out and did all of the front, but It's all just all of the lights are in separate piles. And then when you and I are done, I'm going to put like something on TV and I'm going to wind them and bundle them up in like little piles.
And put them in storage. You know, what's so not fun is like taking down decorations. It's not the same as like putting them up. Putting them up is so fun.
It's so terrible. And I took down all of the Christmas, like before New Year's Eve, I took everything down, put it back in storage, but it was a total pain in the behind. I watched JFK documentaries the night that I did it. It was also a night that I was like home alone. So I was watching JFK documentaries and doing this. And then I also got Emerson and Mason new bed frames and new dressers. So they had like forever hand-me-downs, like hand-me-down, hand-me-down, hand-me-down. And Emerson said for Christmas, she wanted a room glow up. Now, because I'm old, at first I thought a room glow up was like a lava lamp or some sort of light or something. And like, I was like Googling stuff and I was like, what the heck is a room glow up? And she's like, no, I want like my room, like whatever. Anyway, I got stuff off of Amazon, like this dresser and this bed frame in a million pieces because it was from Amazon and it was cheap. But then I had this guy come over. I paid someone on Thumbtack, like one of those, like whatever. He came over and put together two beds, two dressers for $100.
Okay.
But I don't like chaos. So when you get a new dresser and you're taking the old dresser out, like you might as well go through all their clothes in the dresser.
Yes.
So I had like a couple weeks of chaos because I like did that in their rooms. And so I had, and there's always so much stuff under beds. Do you have stuff under your beds or no?
No, because, yeah, we just don't store stuff under there.
Okay. Yeah, I have shit under the beds. And so then you find all that you're like, how is this even under here? Like, what is this? And so it was just chaos for a few weeks couple weeks because I did Emerson and Mason's, both of their rooms. And then my garage was filled with all this trash because I went through clothes and I went through all their stuff. And then I had these twin bed frames and two extra dressers that I sold like on a selling wall, whatever. But now everything is done. Now the lights outside are done and I'm going to bundle these up. But yeah, it's not fun. It's freaking chaos. But
the after's so good.
The after's so good.
Because you're such a clean one.
I know.
You hate it. You hate it when it's not like clean.
I don't function. Like I get so like crazy. I don't know what.
Yeah. Like house clean, brain clean.
Yes.
House a mess, brain is a mess.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. And I had taken everything out of their room so the guy could come in and put the stuff together. So then there was just like shit in the hall.
Stuff everywhere.
Shit in my room. Shit everywhere. And I was just like, I'm going to lose my mind. But it's all good now. And
you are going to like chill so hard when all this is done this afternoon.
It's true. And because I'm picking Jeff up from the airport at midnight, when he's gone, I like tend to go to bed. Anyway, I think I might take like a hardcore power nap.
Yeah.
Because when I pick him up, then we're going to get home and he's been on a different time zone. He's been 7 hours ahead.
So he's going to be tired.
I think he's going to be tired, but I also think that he'll probably sleep on these 9 hour, like on his 9 hour plane ride.
Yes.
So I don't know. He's going to be all screwed up for a couple of days.
And then he's going to go where after this? Back to Europe?
To Edmonton, to Canada.
Yeah.
West
okay.
Coast.
Those
West
hockey
Coast.
People, man. Yeah.
I know, right? How are you? What's going on? I love
okay,
the videos
yeah.
of Bean.
Yay. Oh my God. Bean in ballet. That ballet class is fucking hilarious, dude.
So funny. I love it.
It's so funny. It's so fun to watch. It's gone from 3 kids to 10 kids. Like, you know how studios just like you add kids, especially at the age. They're 2.5 to 4 years old in this class.
Yeah.
So it's just like a complete S show, but it's the cutest thing ever. So I sent all these videos to Kelly.
I love them. I'm gonna post them.
She was definitely like plieing and rallying with when all of her little friends beside her weren't. So I was like, oh.
Yeah.
She's also older in the class. She's one of the older ones in the class. So it's amazing. This was her first week of preschool. We survived.
How was preschool? Was she like excited?
I think she loves it. I think she likes it. I don't know if she loves it because she says to basically the vibe is, why do I have to like, this lady's telling me what to do all day.
Yeah.
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 That's school.
This is bullshit. Like, what is happening?
What? Right. Like, she wanted to go to the park after preschool. I was like, you played out in, not the park, but like their play area.
Yeah.
She's like, but it's learning. Like, they make us do things. Like, it's not apparently just like, do whatever you want on the playground. They're doing art. They have an assignment. Like during circle time, she's like, do you know that we're not allowed to talk during circle time? And I was like, yeah. She's like,
yeah, that's hysterical. I love it.
And then I was like, okay. Then on Friday I said, you know, did you listen during circle time? She's like, no, I didn't talk.
Listen, she's also around adults, I bet, more than.
Yeah.
I know she's starting to enter the kid realm, but like, even on the pod, like, if she wants to talk, we like.
Let her talk.
We let her say whatever. Join in, girl. We want to hear what you have to say. And now she's like, I can't talk. Like, what the hell?
And then she said, Mama, Julia and someone else, they started crying so much that their parents almost got called. And she was just like telling me about it, like it's the tea at work, you know?
Yeah. That is so
funny. She's like, and Julia, like the teacher hurt her feelings. I was like, did she hurt her feelings or was she like, was it just that she was crying about something? Like, your teachers are really nice, you know?
Yeah.
And then also I showed up on Friday exactly on time. I have to pick her up at 12:30. But their schedule is they do story time and then at 12:30 they do the nap. But the story yesterday didn't last very long. So they started prepping for the nap a couple minutes before I got there.
Yeah.
And so when I got in there, she goes, Mama, you're taking forever to pick me up.
Yeah.
And she ran to my arm. She's like, I don't want to sleep here.
Yeah. She's like, get me out of this place. Like, that is so funny.
No one else, none of the other students do half day out of that group. Yeah. So they're all laying down to take their naps. And she's just like, this is a racket. I don't want to sleep on a cot on the floor here.
That's, you know. Does she, has she been, did you guys get some good naps in those days?
Oh my goodness. So we went, so also not surprisingly, she nibbles at the lunch that we pack for her. We pack it together. She cuts the strawberries, you know. Definitely takes longer for me to do because she's participating, but she wants to participate.
Yeah.
So she nibbles at it. Also, she says, Mama, teachers won't let me eat my Oreos first.
Yeah.
Like, I have to eat the healthy food first, and then I can eat the Oreo. And she's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Because, like, like, my rule recently was you can have the sweets with your meal, but not before.
Yeah.
But as soon as it hits the plate, as soon as all her food's in front of her, she eats whatever she wants first.
Yeah.
That's our home.
Yeah.
And at school, the teachers are asking her to eat it last.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, this is also BS.
This is ridiculous. Like, this place is all fucked up and backward. Like, what is going on?
Yeah. And then she goes, and I was like, so the kids that are around you, do they have cookies in their lunch box too? She's like, no, only a healthy food. I was like, oh, really? They don't have a treat? They don't have like a little something something? And she's like, no. I was like, okay, well, you're lucky, aren't you?
That is so funny.
I put two Oreos in there and then I open it after. And of course, like, she did eat the ham sandwich, but like the Oreos are gone.
Yeah.
The fruit's nibbled at. But as we get in the car, every single day, we've only been there 3 times, and she's like, I'm ready for our real lunch.
Yeah.
Because we, like, go get, like, a burrito, you know, like real food.
Yeah.
Because I'm not cooking 3 meals a day. There's no fucking way.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, Mason also, I mean, they're 12 and 13, and I still open their lunchbox, and it's obvious the things that they're choosing. You know what I mean? Like, they're not always choosing the things that I, in my mind, I think they should be choosing.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, and then it's like, definitely, especially she's doing a half day. She's like, this is my snack because I'm going to have a real lunchy with Mama. So like.
How was your time with no beef?
Oh my God, Kelly, it is a dream because, of course, you know me and you're very similar. I am not wasting a moment of that time.
Totally.
So I can drop her off between 7 and 9. 7 is not realistic for us because that means we'd wake up at 5:45.
Totally.
So we're waking up at 6:45. I'm getting her, you know, through LA traffic there by 8.
Yeah.
And I'm like breaking speed limit laws all the way to yoga class.
Yeah.
But I'm getting there at 8:20 for an 8:30 class.
Yeah.
So I do the full hot yoga. It's a dream to be in there. Because it's also like, I'm not going to say it's cold because it's not Ohio or Delaware. Or you guys are having winter storms this week, right? I don't know if Midwest is, but definitely the East Coast.
Yes.
This week.
Yes.
And really cold. Like Iowa, the Iowa caucuses are happening. It's like negative 25.
I know. Listen, I can't deal. Jeff was in Finland and it was like negative 30.
And he's going to Edmonton. It's also negative something there.
Yeah,
too.
It's insane. I was thinking about that today when I was running into the fitness. Well, also, this is very Kelly. I was like this in high school too, but I don't want to have to go into the gym and then like go in and find a place to hang my coat. I'd rather just like take my coat out off and run into the gym and work out. And then I run back to my car and put my coat on, which is ridiculous. But
it's too cold for that.
I know. But this morning I was like, it's windy and flurrying and it's freezing. Freezing. And I don't know how anyone can do negative 30. Or negative 20 or negative 15.
Well, for sure, if you're a hockey player, you have to like the cold, right?
Yeah, but I do think that they're hot because they're
right. They're moving. They're doing so many things that the cold actually feels good after you start going. Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming. And they have all this the padding on and stuff.
Yeah, because they don't, you know, wet, and that stuff gets sweaty. And like Jeff brings it home, he like sprays it down and like they put fans on it to dry it because it's so sweaty.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
100%. Disgusting is the word. So it's not hot here. It's, you know, 50 degrees when I get to the hot yoga. So the room being 100 degrees feels amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I did yoga 3 times. I go, there's this bagel shop. Kelly, it's the only place in this damn city I've found that even could compete with a New York bagel.
Okay.
But we have a place that can compete with a New York bagel. So I go and get 2 plain bagels in a bag. I don't like it when there's all that crap on a bagel.
Yeah.
Like I don't, unless the bagel itself is like shitty and stale, I will not put anything on it.
Yeah.
If it's shitty and stale, I'll like put like an inch of cream cheese on it just to cover it up.
Yeah.
But it's like the best bagel that I can find here. And the Starbucks is right next door. Get my Starbucks. Starbucks is expensive, by the way. It sucks.
So expensive.
I'm like, so expensive, but I'm paying for the Wi-Fi. I'm paying to sit there. And oh my God, the amount that I got done in 6 hours total.
I love it.
Focused time, nobody bothering me. My phone was off.
And then
not even listening to a podcast.
So don't you think too, and listen, I don't know if people will agree. I think that I am a better mom. It's different because I'm divorced, so I don't have my kids. But even traveling for work or whatever, when you have that time and you can designate and you can really work, then when you have her back, you can focus on her more. Because you're not trying to do all of these things at one time.
Oh, man. Like, the fact that this whole time I've been doing it without that concentrated time, it has, like, I've never been that good on time, you know, before her.
Yeah.
I would, like, stare off into space. Like, I don't know what I was doing. I probably am exactly 100% more efficient. So, like, if I did 100%, then we're at 200% now. You know, like, completely. And then my friend Rachel, who is a mom, and she's the business owner of the place that I work. She's like, I can't wait to see how your brain is able to open up when you have that time.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I'm, like, getting interrupted every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? So it's definitely, like, once I'm, like, in the swing and I set my alarm to go pick her up, I'm definitely like, oh, I wish I had a half an hour more. I wish I had an hour more. But it's okay. It's like, I know I'm happy with what I have. Also, I've learned I cannot even be a little bit later than 12:30 because she's going to bite my head off.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And
when you're late, do your kids bite your head off?
100. I wouldn't say bite my head off. They're more just like, I'm not late very often. I am an on-time person. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't ever push time because I like to get lots of stuff down, so I will push time and then, like, drive like a psycho or whatever, but
yeah.
On time. Now, I had a day this week that I'm like, let's just keep throwing it at me, universe. Like, what do you got next? What do you got next? Like, I live, where I live compared to where the kids go to school, it's like 25 minutes. We woke up, we got ready for school. You know, we have to get up at like 6:15. We leave at 6:30. We're driving just in rain. We hit like 15 minutes from here and it's totally changes to ice. Like my car slides all over the place.
Shut up.
It went from rain to ice. And then I'm driving like with my hazards on. It's that bad out. There's cars off the highway. We get to school, no cars at school. And I'm like,
it's shut down. No school.
2-hour delay. And somehow they had the wrong phone number by one number in the system to like call and say there's a 2-hour delay. You get like an audio voice.
So basically school doesn't start for another 2 hours.
Right. And so I've like gotten the kids up. We risk our life because I did really slide all over the place. Then we get there, 2-hour delay. So we go get bagels. We go to my parents' house and hang out for an hour and a half, whatever. I actually ran to the gym. I took the kids to my parents. I ran to the gym. Then I came back and got the kids. We're driving into school and Mason's like, I feel like my stomach hurts. Well, he was just like having a great time and playing at my parents. He had just eaten a bagel. I'm like, listen, I'm sure you're fine, whatever. Drop him off. Get to my parents' house just to work for the day. But my day has already been 2 hours behind because, you know.
Right, right, right.
Like, I've had them for 2 hours, whatever. And the school calls me. He's throwing up. He actually threw up all over the nurse's office room, like, on the floor. Drive and get me.
He made it to the nurse's office, though. That's a win.
Made it to the nurse's office. So I, like, pick up Mason, come back. Then we go get Emerson. Anyway, it was just that week. You know what I mean? Oh, and I had my colonoscopy this week. All kind of updates.
Oh, yeah. It'll be the Kelly's colon next time we do this.
Yeah.
Roundup.
Yeah. Anyway, it was, we barely survived the day, but I feel like that's winter and that's what Ohio brings you is delays and no school and crazy schedules. And
so how was it driving home that night? Was it even bad?
It was totally fine. So it warmed up. That's why there was a 2 hour delay. It was totally fine. And I went to the office and made sure they had the correct phone number. But I was just like, literally like, are you kidding me? Like, come on.
Ugh.
Well, make sure you're there at 12:30. Bean will tell me. Bean will
tell me
you're not showing up on time.
Well, because they transition to this thing that she's not doing. So she feels left out, but she also doesn't want to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah, me too. I get that.
Yeah.
So, but since I'm not on anybody else's clock, there's no reason for me to be late. So I was just on time because I was like, last time I went a little early, she wasn't really ready to go. And I was like, okay, let me soak up 10 more minutes of writing.
Yeah.
This email that I'm writing, you know. So anyways, things are good. It definitely like took a nap in the afternoon for both of us. And then as she's waking up, she's crying. So she's like crabby in ways that she wasn't before because of this new schedule. Like clockwork crabby at a certain time.
Yeah.
Every school day. So the other thing that I wanted to tell you is I've done my, 2 weeks, not full dry January, but I've only had like maybe 3 glasses of wine since January 1st. And that's a lot less than normal for me.
Yeah. How is that feeling?
You know what? I started because I was like, okay, I like, what do I like about this glass of wine at night? Like, what is the elements? I like the taste of it. I like that it kind of brings me down and I'm ready to go to sleep. It's a ritual, right?
Yeah.
And I like the taste. I also love the taste of margaritas, mojitos, blah, blah, blah. And I don't have those very often because I don't drink hard alcohol at home very often.
Yeah.
Like I won't make a real margarita.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, all the ads are coming at me for dry January. I don't know if they're coming at you.
Yeah, for sure.
But they have, you know, Seedlip, Ritual, Zero Proof, all these different types. I was like, okay, I'm going to try the Ritual Zero Proof tequila replacement because tequila is my choice if I'm going to have something.
Yeah.
So my assessment is that it is very similar. It's analogous to like adding vegan milk, like a oat milk or coconut milk to your coffee.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like milk, but it is like, it's got the vibe of it. And it's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't taste like tequila and it's not giving you everything that the tequila gives you, but like, it's the same vibe.
Yeah.
So I'm going full out on the mocktail. I'm doing like fresh squeezed lime, like zest the lime.
Yeah.
Himalayan sea salt the rim, like everything I would do for a regular cocktail. And then you just use the replacement. It's fucking delicious.
Okay. And it fills that void or fills that.
Like, it fills that. Yeah. It fills a space.
Yeah.
It's not like you don't get anything from it. It's very similar to like, if you drink coffee, you get the caffeine. It's like, there's a heat to it.
Yeah.
So it's not like there's no effect. It's just a botanical heat that you're getting either from like a, whatever, like peppers are in the mix,
yeah,
the concoction.
Yeah.
So it feels like you're getting something. It's a heat. It definitely, if I were to describe it, it's like a heat that you're getting. Okay. But there's no like drunk and there's no like, you know, I know if I'm waking up at 6:45 to bring her to school and then dragging her there because she's tired more than I am.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I need this. So the only snag is that this replacement's not that cheap. It's like $25 a bottle.
Yeah.
And I'm like actually enjoying it. So I'm like having it every night.
Yeah. I love that for you though.
You know? Yeah. It's like a... It's like I needed a treat. I couldn't just like open a LaCroix at night. Like it's not doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like looking up all the recipes.
This is fun. Maybe we should share one of these recipes in our next newsletter.
Yeah. So definitely I think I would do for the newsletter the tequila mojito.
Yeah, I love that.
Like the muddled mint. And we have a Vallarta across the street, like literally not a walk, a drive across the street because it's a big intersection. But it's the Mexican grocery store. It's big. Yeah. It's big. They have like, oh my God, just like a huge bushel of like mint for 89 cents.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays anything for under a dollar, I'm like, fuck, that's amazing.
Totally.
So, you know, it gives you that sweet and sour taste, you know?
Yeah.
It gives you like that refreshing. And if you add like a spritzer to it, it adds the bubbly, you know, sweet, bubbly, refreshing. And then last night, because today I didn't have to wake up early, I had my two glasses of wine and it tasted better to me.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't had it for like 7 days.
Yes. I love that.
So that's my new jam. Yeah. I think that it works because it's delicious.
That's so fun. Yeah, I got to try this.
Yeah, and you can do low sugar too. You know, it's like you don't have to be having real sugar in there. You know, so that's a lot of change this week. Also, my lower back pain isn't there anymore because I'm at yoga, which is...
Totally.
It makes sense. It makes 100% sense.
Yoga is so...
And it's gone in a week.
Amazing for that. Like it really, honestly,
I know.
It is.
Although, Kelly, I have to tell you, I'm so funny. Like, I know you might know this, but the world might not know this about me because I'm very undercover with how competitive I am in my soul.
Yeah. I think I know you're pretty competitive.
Oh, I'm really competitive, but in an undercover way.
Yeah.
Like, I would never be a mean girl to someone.
Right.
But in my mind, I'm like...
You're thinking.
I have to beat them. Yeah. Or whatever it is. So I'm in hot yoga... And the dude beside me is doing extra.
Yeah.
And it's a hot class. So it's like, I decide how hard I want to go.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do too. Like you decide on the day, right?
Yes.
If we're holding a plank for 30 seconds, he's also doing, in the space, he's doing 25 pushups.
Totally. I've seen this guy. I've seen this guy before. Yeah. Yeah.
Like... If we're doing bicycle sit-ups, because core power yoga, there's a whole section where it's like you're doing abs. Like it's not just like a yoga flow.
Yeah.
You know, in the yoga, in the abs section, he's going so full out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to do it too, only because he's doing it.
Yes.
But I don't really want to do it. That's the problem. Like I don't really want to do it.
Yeah.
But like the thoughts going through my head, do you do that?
100% for sure. Totally.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
because I think I'm psycho a little.
No, I get that for sure.
And do you do it or do you just think it?
No, I mostly think it. I'm not saying I've never done it, but I mostly think it. Like I'm not going to pull out 25 push-ups, so I'm just going to think about that. But like if there's something I know I'm capable of, like abs or something, I have a pretty strong core, not a strong core enough to do aerial, apparently. That's arms though too, right? Core and arms.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is with like crunches, they're not that easy for me because I don't have that much back flexion. Like I don't have a lot of space between my ribs and my hips. So like sitting up is really like it's going beyond my back flexibility a little bit. So it's really hard for me to actually like versus my lower body doing the ab work.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, and it took me my whole life to realize why crunches were so hard for me because I see other people who are kind of lanky and tall and they're just like curling up and they're way past their bra line off the mat. I'm like, what the hell? My abs are strong.
Yeah.
But I'm short and I'm kind of – my torso is not that long. Anyways, back to the thing at hand. Yeah, so like, because the thing with push-ups is I can do push-ups, but they're not that easy for me compared to this guy.
Totally.
And I don't want to do them struggle bussy. I want to like
kick his ass,
fly through them like that. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, damn it, I can't do that right now. I have to build up to it.
Yeah.
So I did full tricep push-ups like on my fists.
Yeah.
From my knees today in the gym. So like all the way chest touches the floor, and then I did 10 of those full from my knees, and like, you know,
you're building
up. I'm doing them with form.
You're building up.
Yeah.
He better be prepared. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If he's a listener, which we know he's not, he should take this as a warning.
I'm just like, oh, I'm so irritated with this guy. But then I'm like, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not irritated with him. It's whoever's in there who I feel like I want to be competitive with. I'm terrible.
Yeah.
I'm terrible like that. I don't want to end with this on a sad note, but I have to say this too. Like, there's this dancer, his name is Michael Stein. He was doing the Britney, A Piece of Me show in Las Vegas. And it was just posted, it's sad, sad, sad. It just posted, like, my friend who was on that show with him, he just passed away from complications from surgery.
Oh my gosh.
Like 40 years old.
That's crazy. And do you know?
I don't know what the surgery was for. I just know that he didn't make it out of the surgery. I don't know if it was elective. He doesn't have kids. He didn't have kids. He has a longtime girlfriend/partner. But the whole industry is kind of crying about it right now. Like, it was just posted on Dancers Alliance. And
terrible.
It's just so young.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's just devastating when something like that happens. And then when it's a small community of people, like, you just all are like, I just saw him, you know?
Yes. It's terrible.
Yeah. Terrible. So that happened this week. And then Monday is a holiday. So actually we start, I mean, I think it probably feels the same for all those kids in school. Like, you just got 2 weeks under your belt and then there's a break again. Does it break the flow?
Yes, 100% breaks the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
and that day off is probably more needed in like next month. But what do you do? It's a national holiday. So
totally. Yep. Breaking the flow for Monday for Martin Luther King.
Yeah. So but honestly, I thought Bean was gonna be sick already in the first week, and crossed fingers, she's not showing any symptoms yet.
Okay. This will build her up.
Yeah, maybe only 2 days next week will help, you know, not just be bombarded with it, although yeah. It's not every single day.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Kelly, I don't know.
You're also good. You take her out a lot.
Yeah, she's exposed to lots like of
Sunday school. You don't snot. Need so many things. Yeah.
So much snot, Kelly.
I know. There is so much snot. And apparently puke, which is what I dealt with this week.
Does he have a stomach bug, or did he just have food that just didn't settle?
No, he legitimately had the stomach bug. So he threw up till the next day. But Emerson didn't get it. I didn't get it.
The stomach bug is the stomach flu is the worst.
So terrible. His cheek.
It's way worse than the regular flu.
So terrible. Yeah.
How did you manage to not get it?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I have been like very much like supplements, vitamin C.
Yes.
Putting my hands constantly like a psychopath. Getting in the sauna, hopefully sweating a bunch of shit out. Like, I've been.
Yeah. And I think for me, the last time I got it because she got it, you know, it's different having a kid who's still sleeping on your chest and then throwing up on your chest.
Totally 100%.
Than a kid who has their own room.
Yeah. He's capable of like throwing up in the bathroom, flushing it down, and going back and getting in bed. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we had a lot of good things. We had a lot of puke, snot. It's great.
2024. Here we come. We're getting it all out of the way here at the beginning so we can thrive.
See?
We can thrive all year.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, have an amazing day.
Okay. I always love catching up.
I know. And yeah, so that's it. And I wanted a clean cut, and then I kept on talking.
Okay. You'll find the clean cut.
You know,
I think you have the clean
cut. I'll find a clean cut. It's fine. My friends, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you so much. If you would honor us with a 5-star rating and a review, it helps so much. It helps people find us organically with the apps. Smash that 5 stars and give us a sentence of a review. We'll highlight you on our website. We appreciate you so much. And check out the Expecting Aerialist if you're into the mommy stuff and the kiddo stuff. We talk about all of it. And if you just want to hear the sound of my voice. Next time, over and out.